Now, you've started companies other than Trump University. Can you give me an example of an unmet need you identified in your previous life as an entrepreneur?
I started a company in the healthcare recruiting space, and it was an industry that really hadn't changed in decades. And one of the things I look at as an entrepreneur is there are industries out there that just don't seem to evolve very quickly. There are industries out there that don't seem to embrace discontinuous change like the internet with the speed that you would expect. So I looked at healthcare recruiting and said, boy, how come there's not enough information technology being applied in this area, which is basically a search function? It's basically the idea that we know, and every publication shows, there's a tremendous shortness of healthcare workers in this country, you know, whether it's nurses or any occupational therapists, physical therapists, and so on. Well, okay, if you've got this tremendous demand for these people and you've got a supply, it's really just a question of connecting the two of them and creating a marketplace. And so we found an opportunity, a unique way of using information technology to provide a much more efficient way of creating that matchmaking process. When every other company, or the vast majority of companies out there, still sinking tens and tens and hundreds of millions of dollars into putting ads in newspapers. And technology innovation in that industry is really limited to doing career fairs, having live events, or putting those same job postings online. Again, it was incremental thinking. What we were able to bring into that space was a step change function of discontinuous thinking, leveraging information technology to make that a much more effective and cost-effective and efficient process. And the outcomes were staggering. When you looked at our ability to lower acquisition costs of a candidate, our ability to get that recruitment marketing message out on a very cost-effective basis to thousands and thousands of applicants in a very, very targeted way, it was discontinuous change in an industry that wasn't evolving very quickly. And that's something I would encourage every entrepreneur to look at. Look for stagnant industries where there are those kinds of opportunities to interject outside thinking. And a lot of times there are very smart people in these industries, but because they've worked in there their entire careers, they're not thinking creatively enough. And that's where an outsider's perspective is invaluable.
Now, your first idea is probably going to take the form of a flash of inspiration or a hunch. How do you then refine it?
Well, John, I don't think it has to be a flash of inspiration in the sense that it's got to be a particularly glitzy idea. I think a lot of the best ideas out there, and you look at somebody like a Michael Dell. He wasn't out to invent Apple. He wasn't out to create innovative designs with technology. He was out there to say, I'm going to interject operational excellence into an industry that really just not been able to achieve any level of cost containment and scalability. And he was able to do that. So I think a lot of times when I talk to aspiring entrepreneurs especially, they're looking for that glitzy idea, that idea with a lot of sizzle. Many times the best ideas are the ones where it's incrementally improving the existing product or service that you can really implement. And implementability is a key criteria for entrepreneurs. You've got to kind of think about this from an entrepreneur and an investor standpoint, because you are investing at the end of the day. You're investing your time and your effort and your capabilities and your career and livelihood into this new venture. Think about it as an investor. Is this something that you can scale and grow?
Well, that seems a very important distinction. So we've got an idea. It may be a dazzling one. It may be, in a sense, quite mundane, but have tremendous upside potential.